All right, it's 10:54 a.m. Ooh, I wanted to get up a lot earlier. Anyway, last night I saw A Quiet Place. The Quiet Place, you know what I mean. Anyway, it's a good movie. That's all you know what it's about, right? If you see the trailer, you make a noise, then a monster comes. And that's pretty much the movie, but very edgy your seat. Like, ooh, are they gonna make a noise? Oh shit, don't make a noise. Oh fuck. Is that noise too loud? So I give it a thumbs up. Go see it. And got a mention in the New York Times called me effortlessly funny. Well, me and Jacqueline, they were listing the show at Union Hall on Sunday, and they called us both effortlessly funny. And here's another mention. If you there's a book out from Jim Florentine. And I'm mentioned in the acknowledgments for helping with the book. So that's pretty cool. So go buy that book. I'm sluggish as shit. I've been eating so many nachos. I'll tell you what doesn't give you energy. Nachos. I gotta cut out the bullshit. All right, let's look at the news, I guess. Medically assisted suicide becomes legal in Hawaii. Well, that's a good place to have it. Where else would you want medically assisted suicide? You go to Hawaii, you have a beautiful place there. You go on a vacation. You spend all the money that you got left. Save up a little bit. You're going to die. And you say, put it on credit cards. That's the smartest way to do it. Get yourself some credit cards. Stay in a nice hotel, whatever. I understand you're probably in a lot of pain from an illness, but try to have a little bit of fun, and then get that medically assisted suicide. See what's on the other side. And come back and tell me. It's driving me crazy not knowing what happens when you die. It makes me almost look forward to death. And not really, because I'm afraid. But it's like, get it over with already. What's fucking over there? What is this shit? Then it's probably nothing. But then I won't know nothing. I think you get that rush of DMT. Isn't that what happens? You get a nice rush of DMT. So it's like your life comes, flashes before you and all that shit. And then you, boom. Or you just don't know what happened. I don't think you ever get any satisfaction out of the whole situation. I feel like death's probably a lot of hype with no payoff. It's a fucking bummer. Because even if you have another life, right, you don't remember the last one. So it's like you didn't even, you just start over again, being like, what happens when I die? As soon as you have a few years, maybe 4 years, right, that you don't even understand that death is a thing. And then you find out about it, and then you realize it's going to happen to you. And then you spend the rest of your life thinking, it wasn't what happens when I die. And you have your teens and early 20s to be like, I'm indestructible. And then you kind of feel like, but you still wonder. But you know, Georgia politician publicly uses N-word as Atlanta suburb declares Confederate History Month. Well, that's you would think the use of the N-word would at least they're not hiding it. It's Confederate History Month, N-word. Because we're celebrating the heritage of the Confederacy. God, these Southern people. Let it go, motherfuckers. Nobody holds on to their history fucking more than these Civil War motherfuckers. My grandpappa was a Southern man. Gives a shit. Fucking, what is? It's got nothing to do with you, motherfucker. Move away. Everybody should move from where they're from. I know it's not always economically viable. Not everybody has. Some people don't want to move from. I'm from New York, but I'm not from. I'm from Staten Island, which is not. That's the Midwest of New York. And then I lived in Pennsylvania too, so I wouldn't live in either of those places voluntarily. Staten Island or Pennsylvania. Just leave this. You have to go across the country, but get out of your town. But if you're down, if you're like I'm a Southern man, just go somewhere else, man. Move to Chicago, move to fucking Cincinnati. Oh, no, Cincinnati's kind of Southern, too. They're like weird. They're like half and half. Go to like Portland. Go someplace different. Get out of your bullshit. Maybe I should move to Portland. I was watching that Wild Wild Country, Oregon. You know, I can never say anything from. I know there's the Adnan, Manda, Sheila, and the Radnishi, the Osho. I call him Osho. He changed his name from the, you know, whatever to the. But that show's fucking. Because you see the cult, and you're like, man, you know, there's some downsides to that cult life, but it looked like they got a few things right. Too many guns, that freaks everybody out. The people of Antelope, I have mixed feelings about them as well. But now they have some Jesus water park there. So everybody won. Sheila is off helping people. She's a complex character, that's Sheila. Well, if you didn't see it, I shouldn't have told you all that. Well, watch it. We should all agree on when we're going to watch a Netflix show. I understand everybody can get there the first day. I didn't get there the first day, but I just finished it yesterday, so I'm very, I want to talk about it. Oh, Facebook sent a doctor on a secret mission to ask hospitals to share patient data. So if you're in a hospital, the Facebook wanted to be like, hey, let's just put you on the hospital. What the fuck? Why would they? What the fuck's Facebook doing? That they want hospital shit? I want to get rid of Facebook. I do. But it's difficult. Because then I would always do this dumb thing that they tell you not to do when you're like signing up for like something, and they'd be like, sign in with Facebook. I'm like, yeah, I don't want to put it on my bullshit. Sign in with Facebook, and then you just kind of, I have like all these accounts tied to it, so I feel like if I delete it, then I'll lose other shit. They got me. I was lazy, and they got me. But I don't, I guess this isn't going to happen, though. Hospitals aren't going to, I mean, what's even the point of that? They're fucking, there's some sick bastards over there. That Zuckerberg looked like he was going to run for president. Let's see. YouTube star Logan Paul kicked out of Yosemite. Well, don't know what he did, but nobody likes that guy. Because he went into that, he showed people that had killed themselves in that suicide forest thing. Is there a suicide forest in Yosemite that he was? No. That's the divide between me and young people is YouTube stars. I don't fucking get, like, whenever I watch a YouTube star, I'm like, this is the dumbest shit I've ever seen, and I'm glad I'm not a young person that enjoys this. Although when I was a young person, I don't think I enjoyed the stuff that the, you know, like, whatever it was that people were like, you know, I would be the cool kid that didn't like anything. So I still wouldn't like it. So it's fine. I'm not old. I just don't like the cool shit because I'm too cool for the cool shit. I like the cool, the cooler shit that the fucking, that those idiots don't appreciate. You know, like punk rock music and harder drugs. Oh, well, it's Friday, and I guess I'll take off the weekend. See you assholes on Monday. I mean assholes affectionately. You know that. I didn't mean to insult you. Don't be mad. Have a great weekend. Go do something. Or don't do anything. That's what you should do with your weekend. Something or nothing. Or a little something, a little nothing. Or work, if that's what you have to do. I don't fucking know what your life is like. See you Monday. We love you.